There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, lastly, we're going to do Salah, of course. I mean, just ridiculous. Like, he really is.
He's a freak.
The quality of the assist tonight for Cody Gakpo's goal was probably the moment of the match from his perspective. He might point to the goals and say they were better. And the pre-assist, of course, as well, for Jota to Jones is brilliant. But that ball to Cody Gakpo, mate, is just ridiculous. Like, and he's been doing that far more regularly in sort of the last 18 months, I want to say. And that's why I touched on it earlier. Like, the way Salah has evolved, and Mohamed Salah now is not Mohamed Salah at all. He might have lost a couple of things along the way, but what he's lost, he's more than made up for in other areas, well, and that's one of them.
And that's the beauty about being in charge of it. And that's where I half, and I'll go backwards slightly, that's why I half rate Nunes for what he's lost from just being that clinical guy. His all-round game this season has vastly improved from last season. So there is learning there. But again, when you talk about Salah, we were so used to his electric pace, it was frightening. You didn't want to be 1v1 with them in a foot race because you knew it was a losing game, or like he was always going to lose. Then on top of that, you knew that if he wanted to stand you up and he wanted to rinse you, he would do that, yeah. And you'd feel no way about it. We've seen it, you know, the City goal always springs to mind where he's done a couple of times. The Everton goal, there's been the Spurs goal, down where he's just going to tie a defender, 2-3 defenders in knots, and he's going to bet it. He doesn't necessarily want to do. Tonight, he seemed a little bit more willing to do that. I don't know if that was because he knew I can empty my own tank for a little
maybe.
Bit. Because
I think Dan Byrne being there might have helped as well.
But there was probably a reason in the back of his mind where he felt confident enough to bring that side of him back out. And it's a little bit of a retro Salah almost. But it's now starting to show maybe why the fans, because I think as Liverpool fans, we've always appreciated the player that he is. But maybe he's now starting to show other fans and pundits and the wider football community how much of an intelligent footballer and world-class footballer he actually is with the ball at his feet. Because he operates with that ball at his feet at the highest level, especially when you look that assist is case in point.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And of course, he makes amends for his penalty miss by scoring and then scoring a penalty. But you're right, like, what he's able to do now and the way he finds a way to continually improve what he is as a footballer is testament to just how world-class he is and continued to be underrated he is. Not by Liverpool fans, but by the outside world generally. Because if you can... And also, what's interesting is that a lot of his quality and a lot of his numbers was often sort of credited towards Bobby Firmino and Sadio Mane a little bit as well, because if he didn't have those two, he wouldn't be quite as brilliant. They've gone now,
and he's still brilliant.
He's still brilliant.
Well, do you know what? Probably the closest comparison, Lionel Messi has never changed his style of how he is. Been brilliant over the years, but someone that got to that top level and had to tweak his game and continually tweak his game was Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. First time round at Man U, the explosive, exciting winger, ripping people for fun, step overs, all of that, was not the same Cristiano Ronaldo that returned, but both were brilliant players for very different reasons. Mohamed Salah has had that evolution, probably to a lesser degree, obviously, but he's had that evolution whilst playing in the same shirt over the course of 5-6 years now because of the way that he's done it. He started off pacey, quick, beat a man, drop a shoulder, turn someone into knot, and all of a sudden now he's playing like either a golfer or a snooker player. It's weird, and like he's just going to his locker for different tools.
Yeah.
but he's got them there to, at his disposal at the moment, and he knows that he's got them as well, and that's what the that's the most dangerous thing. And I think in his way is, let me set yous up. His thing is, I've done all that. Last season, it was one of them. It was frustrating for Salah because he was still brilliant in a very average Liverpool side. This season, he's brilliant. The team are playing brilliant. The team are in a brilliant position. He's turning around and went, I've done as much as I possibly can to leave yous in the best possible position before I go to AFCON. Do not fuck it up. Like, that was that was the match tonight.
It's really vocal.
Yeah, when I get back. Like, if I get back, I'm fucking off to Saudi because there's no excuse now. I've left you in the best possible position I could have.
Outstanding again, absolutely brilliant. And you're right, yeah. It's fascinating to me how a part of it is down to his own limitations as a footballer. He doesn't have many of them. And I still think sort of once or twice a game he could do that stuff that we're talking about.
Oh,
but he just can't do it time and time again anymore. It doesn't feel like it. But it's the fact that Liverpool play differently now. We've got different types of midfielders because so often it was sort of an engine room and it was give it to Salah in behind and watch him go. But now we've got your Szoboszlai, your Gravenberch, your Jones, your
Trent's
Elliot,
more influential. Yeah,
exactly.
We're just
playing different football than we used to basically. And Salah still finds a way to adapt and be majorly influential in it. It's a fascinating watch, and it just speaks to how world-class stroke intelligent he is as a footballer.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.